So, for someone who hasn't heard of the graduate fair, what should they expect?
Well, obviously the Graduate Recruitment and Placement Fair is the university's flagship careers and recruitment event, and this year it's taking place on Friday the 20th of November from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. in City Space over at City Campus. We're really excited. We've got about 60 fantastic employers from a range of different sectors to come onto campus and meet our talented students and graduates. Booking is now open for students and graduates, so you can now book your place at the event. If you do book your place by Friday the 6th of November and then actually attend on the day, you'll automatically be entered into a prize draw to win a year's free membership to the City Space Gym. So to do that, you just need to go to the Graduate Fair website, which is sunderland.ac.uk/gradfair.
And for someone who's, you know, humming and hawing, thinking, should I go, should I not go? Obviously, apart from the prize draw, why should a graduate attend?
Okay, well, obviously the fair is a great opportunity to explore your options and meet local, national and international employers from a whole range of different industry sectors. So if you've actually already graduated and you're still looking for a graduate level job, or you're looking for a new challenge, you can come along and speak to the employers and find out about the graduate job vacancies that they have available. And you can also get advice on setting up your own business too. But also the fair is open to current students. It's particularly relevant for final year students, as employers are now starting their graduate recruitment cycle for next year, and for stage two students who are looking to do with placement. But it really could prove useful for any students who are interested in exploring their options and finding out about the sort of opportunities that are currently available.
And you mentioned, was it over 60 people?
Absolutely.
Which is much more than last year. Who's going to be there?
Well, as you've just said, this is set to be the biggest and the best graduate fair we've had yet. As we've said, there's more than 60 employers coming along from a range of sectors. We've got some huge names like Enterprise Rent-A-Car, who are actually sponsoring the event this year, as well as Accenture, Ernst & Young, Procter & Gamble, Nissan, and many, many more. Obviously, I'm not going to name them all. But if you check the website, as I said, it's sunderland.ac.uk/gradfair, there's actually a full list of employers who will be attending on there. But one thing that I think it's really important to point out is a lot of the organisations that are coming along will be recruiting for various roles. So they're not just sector specific. So, for example, engineering companies may need graduates for roles in HR, marketing, media, etc. So you'll actually be able to research the various roles that employers are recruiting for on the website as well.
So it's not just local businesses, there's national people there as well.
Absolutely. I mean, we have some brilliant local businesses coming along, like Leighton, Minkoff Solicitors, British Engines, Newcastle Building Society are all set to attend on the day. And for the first time ever, we're actually having an SME zone where we'll have some fantastic smaller companies there to showcase the opportunities that they can offer. I think smaller companies often don't get well represented at fairs, so we're trying to open up a whole new world of opportunities which students and graduates might not have considered before, so I'd recommend you visit this area too. But also we will have companies there that have opportunities at various locations across the country, and also some who have opportunities overseas.
And you mentioned earlier about, you know, setting up your own businesses and things. So it's not just, you know, graduate jobs. There's also placements as well and things like that.
Absolutely, yes. We'll have people there who can help with, give advice on setting up your own business. But yes, the event will absolutely include placements. So any students that are looking for a placement should come along and try and meet some of the employers that are there. A number of the employers we've got signed up already are offering placements, including the sponsors, Enterprise Rent-A-Car. And obviously doing the placement can obviously play a really important role in putting you ahead of the competition for securing your first level graduate job.
And we said it was, you know, there's more people coming from last year. Is anything else different from last year?
Yeah, obviously it's going to be the biggest one we've had, and we're trying to make it the best as well. And obviously we've got the largest number of employers attending. But for the first time, we're doing a what to wear fashion show, which will have students from the Faculty of Art, Design and Media showcasing how to dress well for a job interview. We're really excited about doing this. It's an innovative concept, something we've never had at the event before. So that should be really good fun too.
Excellent. And finally, how can someone make the most out of the fair? Is it more than just going? Is it, you know, meeting people and things like that?
Yeah, well, I think it's always a good idea to do some preparation before you attend any recruitment event. And there are some tips on our website to help you to do this. But also, here at the Careers and Employability Service, we've made November into Graduate Jobs Month to coincide with the fair. And we've got some great activities that are aimed at helping students and graduates prepare for the fair and for applying for graduate jobs. So we've got a range of workshops planned which cover things like graduate CVs, graduate applications, looking for a graduate job and preparing for graduate job and placement interviews. And you can get more information about all of these by going to the website. But I would say book quickly because places are going fast.
Excellent. Thank you very much.
No problem at all.